Well, we do know those temps have been below freezing for a while now. Many schools closed. Chances are you may be spending a lot of time indoors in this cold weather. So, is the fridge calling your name? Do you walk past that pantry and pause? Well, joining us live as we explore the link between the cold weather and eating more, Sally Squires, creator of the Lean Plate Club and a blogger for EverydayHealth.com. Sally, great to have you here. Thanks so much.
Well, good morning, and I hope you're staying warm.
We are staying warm here inside the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, but a lot of folks, you know, the whole cabin fever thing sets in, and it seems like we're more apt to eat greater quantities when the weather gets cold like this.
And you're absolutely right. In fact, when the mercury drops, those hunger pangs increase. And there's a good reason for that. It's a leftover survival mechanism from the days when we were hunters and gatherers. And I've even read a recent study that said that when men were, you know, given exercised and then were either did that in hot weather and cold weather, they actually ate more when they were in cold weather.
See, it's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
I remember as a kid, it was almost a rule. You come in from playing in the snow and you had to have tomato soup and grilled cheese.
You got it. That's exactly right. What great comfort foods.
So how do you avoid, eating for comfort when, you know, you're not getting a lot of exercise and the walls are closing in on you?
Well, this is the real trick, and you can imagine that a lot of people these days, after a long weekend and a couple days off, are already climbing the walls with their kids and, you know, their loved ones. So here's where you want to think about, don't just climb the walls, climb the stairs, get a little more activity, find ways to do that inside and distract yourself. But of course, that refrigerator is calling your name. Mm-hmm. So here's where you want to be really smart, and you want to think about foods that will fill you up, you love, and they're tasty. So some of those, Bruce has already mentioned one, is, you know, hot soups, great idea. The good thing about hot foods is that when you're sipping them, you can't consume them really fast, so that's great. I also like popcorn. That's a terrific snack. It's a whole grain, and everybody loves it. Just don't put a lot of butter on it. And then the other thing are bean dips, salsa, guacamole. Those are favorites, and you could dip veggies in them, and you've really, you know, done two things. You've gotten something you like, you've gotten a high-fiber food, and you've gotten the veggies that you need.
Of course, if you don't have a lot of the wrong stuff in the house to begin with, that's a pretty good defense, too.
That is a very good defense, planning ahead. But, of course, there were a lot of people who were rushing to the grocery store hoping to get, you know, stocked up when the storm hit. But this is where you don't necessarily have to have fresh things. You could look at frozen fruit and vegetables. You could look at those soups that are canned and, you know, other things that you may have on your shelf.
I heard it's a good idea when you go to the grocery store to stock up, to shop the outside of the grocery store aisles and try to stay away from a lot of the prepackaged stuff in the middle of the grocery store.
Well, it is, and Michael Pollan made that adage popular. But what I tell people is that if you don't shop in the middle, you miss some of the really good things too, which are olive oil, nuts, cereals, you know, whether they're sugared or not. So there are a lot of things in the middle too.
But ice cream doesn't count against you on a cold day, does it?
Right. Well, portion control, you know, that's always the key.
Twinkie aisle is what gets me all
the Yes, right.
Sally, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay warm and stay full with the right stuff.
Thank you.
Sally
Bye-bye.
Squires, creator of the Lean Plate Club and a blogger for Everyday Health.